Hi, welcome to episode 2 of Bloody Business for a Fiver. I've been suffering from a bit of cold, a bit of man flu this past couple of weeks, so things have kind of taken a back seat. But I have been on Fiverr quite a bit, and I'm really starting to notice a trend amongst the different service providers is that they are very quick to cancel a job. So if they don't believe they can fulfill your expectations, or if they can't deliver within the agreed time frame, they will propose that the job gets cancelled rather than you having to do it. Now, I suspect this is because it's only $5 to them, so you know, it doesn't really matter one way or the other, whereas with bigger projects that you can post on Elance, the loss of $50 or $500, something that you are, you know, you're more inclined to fight for, whereas these kind of, I suppose, throwaway $5 jobs, they're happy to pass on this one and try and get a job from someone else, which has been, it's been a little bit disappointing. I think selling for the illustrators, I was expecting too much. I was basically doing the research on iStock, finding something, you know, approximate to what I wanted, and then instead of just going onto Fiverr and awarding a job to an illustrator, I would contact 5 or 6 of them, kind of go through, see, you know, if they got lots of thumbs up or thumbs down, pick out the ones that I like the best, and I'd send them a message via the Fiverr system to say, I'm after something like this, and I'd paste a link to iStock, can you deliver? The ones that said yes, I then went on to hire them, but of the, I think it's 3 different providers that I have hired, illustrators that I have hired, all of them have cancelled the job, mainly due to late delivery, which is to say no delivery. So something else that I'm looking at now is more of the content angle. I've figured that perhaps the sort of illustrations that I want aren't going to become very easy to get hold of on Fiverr. It would probably be worth me paying 3-4 times the amount and just going direct to iStock. Yeah, so what I've been focusing on instead of the illustrations is content writing, which I'm always in great need of, and also a little bit of programming. I've managed to find a programmer called Conrad Warhol, and he seems really good. He's helped me build a plugin for the WordPress content management system that I've been trying to find and source myself for at least 6 to 8 weeks. You know, people on Elance were quoting me $800 to $900 to get this plugin built. But Conrad, I've been able to negotiate it to 10 gigs. So that'll be 10 lots of $5, $50. So that to me seems like a really good deal. And from what experience I've had with him so far, he seems like a really switched on sort of guy. So it can definitely work for these kind of smaller tasks. And it's just a case of negotiating how many gigs you're willing to pay, basically. So the content writing seems to be going fairly well. Again, I've contacted a couple of people to say, can you do X, Y, Z? Some have just come back and said no. Others have said yes. So I'm now waiting for them. Mainly content rewrites, a couple of like article spinning type things to help with link building, and then a couple of simple rewrites of existing like press releases so I can put them on blogs and make it look like it's unique content for that blog. Something else that I have used this week has been a virtual assistant. I've always wanted a virtual assistant, always. So it was nice to find one on there that seemed fairly responsive. Again, she wasn't amazing initially. She didn't get in touch at all for the first couple of days. I had to kind of then start to chase and say, you know, have you got my post? Do you know, any questions about what you need to do? Then she came back with an excuse to say, you know, blah, 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 boss has been away. So, you know, fair enough. These things can happen. And again, for these $5 jobs, I think what I have to do, and potentially what others have to do, just scale back the expectations. I mean, I see Fiverr as I suppose the action end of a task. All the ideas, all the research, all the planning, that all has to be done prior to actually posting the job on Fiverr. And then the Fiverr element is literally just, here's the task, here's what I want you to do, you know, do these things, send it back, and then that's it. You know, there may be a bit of kind of QA process, there may be a, can you tweak this, can you alter that slightly, but realistically, for $5, it's just a case of, here's a task, done. So that's been the second episode of Build Your Business for a Fiverr, and I hope you tune in.